Hey, After Buzzers, we are talking Girls, Season 6, Episode 8. What will we do this time about Adam? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Don't need permission. Guys, I forgot how much I love this song.
I really like this song a lot.
Good. I was so surprised it was Ariana Grande.
I was surprised that they used this song. Yeah. I would have never guessed in a million years for Lena Dunham to use Ariana Grande.
I really love I haven't heard the song in a while, so I like that they used it in this episode.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So many thoughts about this episode, but before we get into it, let's introduce ourselves. I am Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and I have a panel of lovely ladies today.
Hi, my name is Mina Wahab. You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Nikia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And we don't have TK this week, but she will be back next week.
Girl.
So we miss you. We'll see you next week. And oh my gosh, where do you even get started?
This was the what the F episode. Like the WTF? What the
F episode. Too much that happened at once.
We only have two episodes left. I'm scared.
It doesn't make sense. I feel like, how are they going to cover everything in two episodes? It went from like 0 to 80.
0 to 100.
Yeah. Real quick. This is crazy, but I was happy to see that my prediction came true.
Same but here. Let's start with two people who I didn't even know we would be discussing this episode, because they introduced a new character.
Yeah.
I'm all about
She's
this actress.
New.
What we've seen her like with Shosh, like
but she was Shosh's boss. Remember? She sat
her in
Japan.
Yeah,
they were like via Skype each other.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And she's like, you're going to love Japan. Do you want to go there?
I forgot.
Sure.
Because I know her from SNL. Like, that's where I always remember her from. And that's what happens in the show, is I feel like we see characters, we're like, no, I don't know them from Girls. I know them from all of these other things. But I love that we got to know her more. Mm-hmm. And Abigail and Ray.
So crazy.
First of all, Abigail's a lot like Shoshana.
Yeah, just a little.
But more peppy and not neurotic.
Yes.
Yeah, like more bubbly and not neurotic. But they are similar. But I feel like she has a certain maturity that Shoshana might lack just a little bit.
Oh,
just a little. Like, she matched Ray in that way.
I can see why Ray would like her, because she and Shoshana are kind of alike. But you're right. She's a smidge, like a little bit more bubbly and a little bit more mature. I thought it was very interesting, one, that Abigail just popped up.
Out of nowhere.
And I love that. First, I love that we see Shoshana, because we have not seen our girl in a really long time.
Yeah, I was messing with you. I was like, she came in a little
she
later.
She gave me
like,
April Fool's joke, and she's like, Shoshana died.
She killed herself.
I'm like, why would you?
She's like, shut up.
Because I see Abigail, and I'm like, wait, has Shoshana died? She's like, no, I'm kidding. I loved it, because I love that Shoshana's actually taken aback, and I love that she's kind of like the third wheel, because Shoshana and Ray turned into Ray and Abigail, and Shoshana's like, wait, what's happening, Ray? You know,
Rabigail.
Rabigail.
Or
Rabigail. Abigail. Whatever he calls
Avery.
It. Avery.
Whichever works for the couple name. Yeah, I really loved watching Shoshana's reactions to them flirting at the table.
Yes.
That was hysterical.
It's like, that's my question. I'm like, what? She's like, would you rather live in an ugly building and have a view of a beautiful building, or a beautiful building and have a view of an ugly building?
My favorite
and I love that
thing
like,
ever.
That's my question.
Yeah.
What?
And I love the analysis that went into it. That was the best part, because Ray was like, you're fine being structurally flawed as long as you never have to see your true self, with the answer that Shoshana
gave. Like, what are you guys even talking about? They're like, we can see why you would pick that, though.
Yeah.
No, that's not the answer.
That's not cool for a new person to come in and then, like, isolate you, even though you're the reason why they're there. So.
But sometimes it happens naturally. Like,
sometimes
people just have that personality, and sometimes the other person is insecure, and they step aside a little bit because the other person kind of overshadows the group, and they're so bubbly and they're happy. So sometimes it happens unintentionally.
Yeah, like she was third wheeling on a date she didn't know she was on.
Yeah.
It was her and Ray, and then it became Ray and Abigail, and Shoshana was to the back.
I loved seeing Ray so happy, though. It made me so happy.
Yeah.
But hopefully Shosh
Ray actually smiled.
Okay, this is the thing. Now Shosh and Jessa are kind of like being isolated. One in a more like playful, not so serious way, and then Jessa, there's like so many like suicide theories going through my head now.
I will say, with Shoshana, I think we all wanted, in a way, we all wanted her to kind of get back with Ray, and it did seem like jealousy, but I almost wonder if there really was anything, or if it's only jealousy because it is her ex. Even though they're friends now, I feel like if we were hanging out with our ex again and we saw them flirting with someone right in front of us, not to mention someone that we know, our old boss right in front of us, we would be jealous too. So I don't even think Shoshana's going to be too bothered by that. I guess we'll get more into that for predictions, but I just think it was uncomfortable for her.
It was just random.
It was annoying. Like, she's like, why are you guys bonding over something so stupid? Especially when she warned Ray ahead of time, hey, you're gonna love her, but she's really annoying, like, just letting you know. And then he ends up loving her, and there's no annoying factor.
And it's like magic, and it's random, because she's randomly, like, walking down the block, and they're just sitting there, and she pops up.
Yeah.
So random.
I just love their little... Then their threesome turned into a twosome.
Yeah, she peaced out at some point.
So Shana was like, I think you two enjoy this date. I'm gonna leave. And I love that they're just... casually getting to know each other, and they're on the carousel, and they're being all cute, and Ray's being a different type of Ray.
Yeah, he's like, his face was lit up. He was so happy.
He's cheesing.
I loved it.
What's happening with Ray?
Yeah, and she seems to be a good influence on him, because they even went back to the whole Hermie thing where they were recording people all around. Like, it was a feel good date for the both of them. Like, I like the side of Ray that she brought back out. And I think that's what's most important. When you find someone that you want to be with, make sure that they make you the best you that you can be.
Yeah.
Because the second it gets toxic, or they're making you feel insecure, that's when you know it's not a good relationship. But off the bat, at least for right now, she seems like a good match for him.
Yeah. And I love that she kind of like led him out of his comfort zone in a way that wasn't bossy.
Yeah.
So it was dominant, but it wasn't dominating. And that's what I loved, was it was almost like when you have a really good teacher and they're like, come on, you can do it, but it's not condescending. And he really, it was so cute to see that dynamic, because I feel like sometimes when Shoshana like helps Ray out, she's an amazing friend and she's great, but it's almost like she's talking at him, like kind of proving how mature and wise she is. But with Abigail, there was just a certain way she did it that I was like, you guys are so perfect.
I loved
for each
it
other.
Together. I was smiling the whole time, and I was excited that they were interviewing the old people from Brooklyn, because me coming from Brooklyn, because this is true, people from Brooklyn, you know, now that it's gentrified, like the old people feel like, wait, where's our neighborhood? Where's the neighborhood that we grew up? So I love when the girls like, I miss the block parties. I miss when people didn't complain. So I love that, and I just love seeing them together on that beautiful carousel.
And also
and Dumbo.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Very first time we actually see people of color in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in the last season.
What are the odds?
They just moved to Brooklyn. I don't know if you know, they just moved to Brooklyn, right? According to girls. Right. And they go up, but it's so true. There's so many older people and so many people who are from the neighborhood, and feels like, you know, they feel like their neighborhood's being taken away from them. So I love that she showed the gentrification that's actually happening in Brooklyn right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was dope. And then they end up in Dumbo, which has been totally changed, where they're on their carousel under the bridge, which is a beautiful date. So I like them together.
I love that you have that inside like info with like I get it, like I know with the whole how with all these new people moving in and whatever, I like that, because you even said that as soon as we got through that, like, I know this. I've been to, didn't you say you like went to that diner?
So the diner that Lena, Hannah and Adam are at, Kellogg's Diner in Williamsburg. Me and my friend Alexis, shout out to Alexis, we have fallen asleep at that diner. We partied way too hard in Williamsburg, and that's because it's 24 hours. That's the diner that we have fell asleep in. So it was a great memory.
Shout out to Kellogg's.
Shout out to Kellogg's.
That's awesome.
Had to get kicked out of there a few times, but great moment.
Getting into a more weird, I don't even know what to make of it, but okay. We're going to start with one half of the situation, Jessa and Adam.
Oh, gosh.
First of all, what? I it's hard for me to make words. So they've been doing great, Adam and Jessa, as far as we know, they've been doing great. And then Adam wants to create this film about his relationship with Hannah, and now he decides that this baby is a sign that they should give their relationship another try, pretty much.
Yeah.
Originally, when he brought it up, I was like, oh, he just wants to help raise the baby. But as the episode progressed, you're like, oh no, he wants to get back together and raise it with Hannah as a couple.
Yep.
He wants to get married.
I predicted this.
You like how he just like, we all predicted
But I said that he, because remember when they broke up, I believe deep down Adam really still loved Hannah.
Yeah.
Even though he got with Jessa, and I feel like that was a little bit of revenge. I think he liked Jessa, but I think it was a little bit of revenge. And I think deep down low-key, he still wanted to be with Hannah. So even though I was like, what the F, I'm like, of course he loves Hannah. So him and doing this movie, and her just happened to say, I'm pregnant, he's like, this is the perfect way in. Like, I'm going to get in now. She's having a baby.
The part that I was surprised by was how receptive Hannah was to it all, because I definitely predicted the part of, you know, Adam was going to go pursue her after this, and he wanted to be with her. I thought Hannah would opt for friendship. I did not think she would just, like, take to this that quickly. It was so, that was way, if someone just came out of the blue like that, they're like, Mina, I want to help you raise your kid, I'd be like, what? Like, she did say what in the beginning, but she, like, adjusted to it so quickly. And the fact that they'd have sex right after, like, that all of that was way too fast. And I honestly didn't like that Adam would do that to Jessa, because even though Adam does seem like a very loyal guy, it's like, you've been with Jessa, you can't just, like, leave her like that. It wasn't cool, and he did the same. I mean, I don't know, I didn't like that. It's almost like how he got with Mimi Rose also, very quickly after Hannah left. Like, right. Is he gonna be there forever for Hannah, or is he gonna be wishy-washy and flaky?
Well, I think for Hannah, I think she was so confused, and I think she still is confused, but I think this is something deep down, because, you know, they have a bond and they have a relationship, and then she was kind of just rejected from Paul Louis with the whole baby situation. Yeah. So I think she was also vulnerable at that moment too, so to see Adam and he keeps pursuing her, and I think in her mind she's like, okay, I'm so confused, I'll go with it for now, but I'm super confused. With Jessa and Adam, I don't really feel bad. I just believe people, you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. Is it messed up of Adam? Yes, because he's in a relationship with Jessa.
It's karma for Jessa.
Yeah. And like he told Hannah, she was going to break up with me in 4 months anyway, so I was doing us both a favor.
But it really sucks because... Why would he stay with her for that long,
really likes Adam. I don't feel bad for Jessa.
I mean, it's a really rough situation. But the thing is, the whole thing of, like, Jessa getting with Adam and Jessa breaking up Hannah and Adam, not really breaking them up, but introducing Adam to Mimi Rose, mm-hmm. just for her own personal gain to get with Ace, when she knows how much Hannah loves him, it's just not something a good friend would
Shady
do.
Boots.
So, yeah, I don't like seeing I don't like seeing Jessa hurt, but I do believe in karma, like... It's just not a good... The way it started wasn't that great.
I feel bad for Jessa in the sense of, like, that sucks. But at the same time, I can't be mad at Adam because he was very open with Jessa from the beginning. And it's not like he said, wait for me. He didn't say, listen, I'm going to check this out. I'll be right back if it doesn't work out. He said this is something he needs to do. And sometimes if we don't have closure with someone or we're not done with someone, we need to explore that one more time for ourselves to get over them, or maybe to like move on with them. Mm-hmm. We need to do it sometimes. And honestly, I think Jessa understood that, which is why she was, you know, fine with it, but really not fine with it at all. However, what now is completely balls in Jessa's court is how she acts now. If he asks for her back, that's completely on her, because she knows what is capable of. He knows she knows his feelings for Hannah now.
Right.
I didn't like to see her hurt, because, you know, we're all human and it does suck. But then I thought back, I'm like, My grandmother used to always say this: the way you get a man is the way you lose a man. And the way she got Adam, that was her friend's ex-boyfriend. So this, to me, was just something to be expected, because as the relationship went on, you kind of knew that they still, like, Adam still had feelings. And I respected him more because he sat her down instead of going behind her back and trying to hook up with Hannah. He was like, look, this is what I need to do, and I'm going to do it.
I really like that quote. The way you get a man is the way you lose a man. That's really smart.
All person quote. And that's why I believe, like, when women hook up with, like, married men and guys in relationships and you guys get together, well, how do you think you guys are going to break up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So what about The Bachelor? If you get a man through The Bachelor, how do you lose them? That's what I want to know.
Hey, you get a man through The Bachelor, like...
Process of elimination.
Process of elimination. But that's why I think, like, the way you get a man is the way you can lose a man. Like, you got a man who was your friend's ex-boyfriend. Like... Come on. I didn't like to see her hurt, and I didn't like that moment where she tried to play it off like, no, it's fine.
And you predicted that.
She's gonna act like, no, it's fine, I'm good, because Jessa's very strong. She has a strong personality, and she doesn't like to let a man know how she feels.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I predicted that she was gonna be nonchalant, but deep down inside, she's heartbroken, because she really liked Adam, and I think she really wanted Adam to herself. When they started doing this movie, Adam's feelings that I think he always had inside started to come out. Mm-hmm. So, sorry, Jessa.
And I knew that movie would make him realize that, because you can't just reenact all these old memories and not feel anything and compartmentalize that.
Well, even the fact that, like, they were okay with making this movie shows that it wasn't completely... Like, he was trying to get over it by doing this movie, and obviously that's not the way to get over
their
these feelings.
Relationship, all they did was talk about Hannah. That's why I'm like, this is not healthy, because... You guys have something in common. You guys have a friend. And Jessa, you still want to be a part of Hannah's life. That's difficult. All you guys do is dwell and talk about Hannah. Mm-hmm. So some way, it's going to come right back around. And it's weird and uncomfortable because they're all friends. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're either all going to see each other. Either Adam's going to try to get back with Jessa. He's going to try to get back with Hannah. It's just all going to be weird and uncomfortable for everyone.
I wonder if this is going to complicate Jessa's chances of being friends with Hannah when... if she does become friends with Hannah and Hannah's with Adam, what's that going to be like? What's that dynamic going
to
be like?
I think what Jessa's personality, this is not leave to predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually. So going to that whole day with Adam and Hannah, I think us just as viewers watching it, we were uncomfortable. We were like, this is going so weirdly and doesn't feel right. And then Lena Dunham, oh my gosh, she's a genius. That scene with her and Adam when they're in the diner, and they said so much without saying anything at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's done.
That was a great scene.
That was amazing, and I did not see that coming. I thought what they were going to do is maybe, like, have, you know, this discomfort be shown more in, like, more episodes. Right. I mean, we have 2 more episodes left.
I can't believe that.
It's but crazy.
Yeah, but this...
What caused the tears, though? Because I have my own idea of what caused the tears. Why was Hannah getting so emotional? Because I just feel like at this point, it's just so much. And, I mean, how do you go from not having anything figured out to having this person come in your life? And then
I think that's why she cried.
It's too much. Is that...
I think...
I feel like she's questioning now. It's too much. It's too real.
I think that she realized this isn't what she wants and it's not right. And even though she may have thought, oh yes, now I have Adam. Adam and I loved each other. Now he's going to help me raise the baby. We could live the rest of our lives together. And then as it's becoming real, she's like, no. I don't want this. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. I'm still pregnant. I don't think I want this. What do I do? Really, really thinking about everything that comes along with it, which she really hadn't done before because no one spoke to her about this.
Right. And I think the opposite. I think the tears were her looking at someone that she's known for a really long time and kind of seeing him grow up, because you never really see, at least for her, she's never seen that side of Adam before. So I think she was taken aback when he brought up the marriage. Okay, you're sitting at the diner. Now it's nighttime, and you guys have spent all day together, and you're still confused, and you're trying to take this all in. Here's your ex who's sitting across from you, and he's like, I think we should do the marriage thing. I want to help you raise your baby. To me, I looked at that like she's like, oh my God, he's growing up. April Fool's. Is he growing up?
Too much.
Is he for real? My baby's daddy just denied me, but you know, she got that rejection. I don't know who I can talk to. I think it was just a lot of overwhelming feelings for her.
Right.
And I think it could be part of like, do I want this? Is he for real? Do I just want to tell Adam, like, go away? Or is he really growing up and I think that I can see my life with him?
Did you guys pick up on the music lyrics when she was in the grocery store and she was looking at the baby with the mom? And the music lyrics were, I'd be free, I'd be free.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, Lena Dunham always does, like, these intentional music lyric choices. And it made me feel like, does she really want to be free? Like, is she envisioning, is it too late to get an abortion? Because remember Elijah was saying, you know, it's a little late, but I know a couple of doctors that would. I mean, is it too late to get an abortion? What trimester is she in?
It depends. Certain states let you go up to a certain amount. We don't know how far along she is. She can always do adoption if she feels like she's that far away, like along. Like, if she feels like this is not what I can do, maybe I'll give my baby up for adoption. Because abortion is not the only option.
What if she gave it up for adoption to Adam?
Or to Laird.
Laird!
Laird. Yeah, that was so bizarre.
His goal in life was to raise Hannah's baby.
That moment...
That would be crazy. I mean, this is the thing. How come Adam isn't helping Laird with his kid when it's his sister's kid? Isn't that weird?
Well, like, he was, but now Laird's back, and Laird's a great dad, and I don't think he wants to overstep that. And, you know.
Yeah.
But Laird's crazy. He's like, I was supposed to be a junkie to come
him.
To this moment.
He's so cute. Like, he's so endearing, and he's genuinely good.
Yeah.
Like, Laird is just a genuinely good soul.
Yeah, I enjoyed him in this episode. I just thought that was hysterical that he's like, this is what I was meant for. I'll raise the baby. And you're like, okay, there's too many people at this point.
Everyone's claiming my baby.
It takes a village, guys.
It does take a village.
Yeah, oh my gosh. But back to Jessa and then the music fitting the scene. What I loved about this episode, back to the great song Dangerous Woman, is they're playing this like sexy, like dangerous song with a scene that's just sad because she is, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know how to act because she's heartbroken. So she thinks she's going to run into the arms of a complete stranger at the bar who she did not say hi to or anything. I didn't even know you could look at someone in the bar and then go to the bathroom and then eventually you're like,
I kept looking at Nakia. I was like, Nakia, did she make a cameo in like one of these episodes? Like, because in my mind I was like, this is a complete stranger, but I was like, wait, am I missing something here? I just want to make sure this isn't like a past, like,
this is just like hookup 101. Not that I know, but this is what adults do. They go to the bar, they at the end of the bar.
It's the middle of the day.
Either you send a drink to each other, you give each other that look in your eye, and you're like,
not real.
Meet me in the bathroom.
Pornographic almost. I did not like
that. What if you have a staring problem and then you have to go to the bathroom?
And the person's like, hello? Stop. What are you doing in the bathroom? Oh, I thought you were giving me the sign that you wanted me to come in the bathroom with you.
I just didn't know that was a, I sometimes stare and zone out. Like, I gotta be more careful.
Especially if you're giving a guy the look or the guy's giving you the look, like,
hey. Is that the look?
And remember, like, she walks to the bathroom door and she gives him the look like, meet me in the bathroom.
Isn't it weird just to for you to give that initial look? Because wouldn't they be like, why the hell are you looking at me?
Like, who are you? Like, what? That was very sad because, of course, Jessa playing it off nonchalant. Like, we all said, like, she was going to pretend that she didn't care. And, of course, she cares. And she breaks. That's the part that I felt sad for.
I know.
And not because of the whole Ada thing. I just felt bad to see her break down like that and to try to have sex to cope with it because that's not what was going to help you. And
she just wants to feel something.
She wants to feel something. Love. And like she told him, she's like, I don't want you. And she broke down in the bathroom.
That was a very sad
scene. That really did hurt to watch because I don't, I mean, this is the first time we've ever seen Jessa break down. I mean, she went to rehab. We didn't see her break down. Right. She's gone through so much. We've never seen her break down. Now it's almost like an accumulation of feeling isolated, not having any friends, and then also not having Adam when you're in love with him.
Kind of did that to
it's
yourself,
too
though.
Much. I know, but at the same time, it's
I'm so mean.
It's, I know she did it to herself, but at the same time, it's not like she's a people aren't so black and white where they're terrible just because of the things they do. I mean, our actions to a certain degree define us, but at the same time, I feel like there is a good person in there, and she does deserve a chance
to redeem
herself.
She's not a bad
herself.
Person. I just think that as a friend, if I was Hannah, you can know the person I am, you're probably a great person, and you should meet new friends, but you can no longer be my friend.
Yeah.
Because I look at it like, when I was with this dude, and I'm coming to you, were you plotting all along to get with this dude? Were when you were giving me advice, and I'm telling you all the bad things, like, that's the things that start to play in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, we can't have these conversations. You can't talk to me that you're heartbroken because Adam left you if I'm Hannah, because I'm...
Yeah, but remember, Jess is a psychopath. Or was it sociopath?
Sociopath, I
think. Was it sociopath? I can't even remember.
See, I 100% think that our actions define us, and I think if I you think choose so to stab someone in the back or hurt them and never make up for it because you're thinking, oh, well, you should be over it, then you're not. You're no longer their friend.
That's how
unless it feels. They're very forgiving or okay with being walked over. But Jessa never made, never tried to make new friends, do anything else to not isolate herself. So it wasn't just her and Adam. And this is what happens with a lot of couples.
Yep.
When your boyfriend or your girlfriend becomes your everything and you don't have a social life and you're not doing anything else, it's very easy to feel like your world just destroyed because they left you.
Yeah.
It should never be that. You should have a social life, any hobbies, anything outside of just your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, that will kill you. That will destroy you.
And I think it would have been different, like we had said at the beginning, if they went about it differently. The way she snuck around with Adam, if you would have, like, because you know sometimes you can't help who you love and who you like. I don't think she loved Adam, but sometimes you can't help it. So I think it would have been respectful if you actually sat your friend down and she didn't catch you guys at an event, seeing you guys through a window. If you sat her down like, I really like this dude, I think it just would have been different. But if I was Hannah, I'm like, girl, you're good. We can't be friends. Sure, you're a great person, but I think we should move
who
on
who do you
from
think
here.
Is more flawed, Marnie or Jessa?
I think all of the characters
of
are very flawed.
Yeah, but
as we all are.
We all are,
but...
I just think that,
just
you know
to know.
I said before in the prediction, I think that those two characters I don't think they should end up with anybody. Mm-hmm. I think they really need to take time for themselves.
I agree.
Grow up a little bit.
I totally agree.
Get to know themselves and love themselves a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I like Jessa. I just don't feel bad for her in this situation. Yeah. It sucks because we're human and every type of heartbreak sucks. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Karma. Is a B. But who's to say he's gonna eat? You know, who's to say him and Jessa might not get back together?
I know they her might. Smile makes it seem like she thinks that they're right. gonna get back together. But on
at
that
the window,
note,
yeah.
let's get into some predictions.
Whoop,
whoop. And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, Nakia, what do you think?
I think I've been doing pretty good with these predictions. Ooh. So I don't want to like
big talk.
Get wrong. And then everyone come for me like, you are wrong. Okay, my predictions. There's only two episodes left, which is ridiculous to me. This is going by way too fast and I'm not comfortable with breaking up with girls yet. My predictions are, I believe that, like I said, Jessa and Marnie are not going to end up with anybody. I think that they are going to actually take this time to get to know and love themselves a little bit better. At least I would hope so. And I think that because when you see the commercial for the next episode, the four of them are going to try to mend their relationship.
Yes.
I think they're going to put the boys to the side, bros before hoes, and come mm-hmm. back together and be like, look, we were in this beginning. And I personally think if Adam does come upstairs and he tells her, I'm actually going back to Hannah's house, mm-hmm. I think even though it's going to hurt Jessa, I think as a friend, because she really claims that she wants to be Hannah's friend, I think she's going to move to the side and let him do his thing and let them figure it out. I think that Shoshana and Ray won't end up together.
Mm-hmm.
Ray and Abigail thing is kind of cute, so I would like to see where that goes. I believe Shoshana, I think she's going to find like a really cool new job and kind of get into her job, and I don't think she's going to kill herself now. There's only two episodes left, even though we've been predicting that.
I don't think
but she
so
seems
at all.
A little bit better yeah. this episode, so I think maybe she might find a new career, and because she was the person who went to Japan and she grew up a little bit, so I would love to see her like get a dope career and do that. And Hannah, I don't think she's going to get an abortion as I thought she would, but I think I don't think she's going to get abortion or adoption. I think she's really confused about the whole Adam thing, so I don't know. I'm nervous. Like, I don't know.
Do you
if
think she's
going
to have the kid? Like,
I think
100%?
So. And now I do. Now that there's two episodes left. Before, I thought she was going to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Might even go the adoption rate, but I don't think she would. I think she's like, I'm good. I have Elijah. Now I have the help of Adam, even if we're not together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
And Laird.
Now Laird. And I think the last episode might be this big. I think they're going to fast forward. It might be a baby shower or the birth of her baby.
Mm-hmm. Who do you think is organizing this girls' meetup where they all meet up together? Because I feel like in the past it's always been Marnie that's
right.
like, we gotta sit together, guys.
I feel like
and
Shoshana, because Shoshana's kind of been like,
only
the
only sane one, right?
Yeah.
No, isn't because that, in the trailer, in the preview, she goes, I didn't want to do this either. Oh. So it was totally Marnie again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be controlling. I can't. Yeah. I'm excited for next week's episode to see like how
it
the four of them come
was,
together.
Because in the previews, you kind of see Hannah calling Marnie, "Where have you been? I've been calling you a million times." Mm-hmm. So I feel like once Marnie knows how this pregnancy thing is going, she's going to be like, "Guys, we're all friends here. We have to have a serious conversation and meet up." Because she always wants to be that unifier.
Yeah.
She wants to be the connector, but not because she likes connecting people, but because she likes to be at the center and like get the praise for doing it.
Even though so. I'm upset at Jessa, I would like the four of them to prop. I know that Jessa and Hannah, like for me, I know I couldn't have someone that close to me, but I'd like to see them, the four of them, come back together and begin where they start, and then when a movie
totally.
Comes, to see where the four of them end up in the movie. But I would like to see Hannah and Adam together.
Yeah. Do you guys still think there's going to be a suicide? Because if there is going to be one, I have a strange feeling it might be Jesse.
Oh, yeah. So what are your,
what
are your other predictions?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be Jesse if there is a suicide. I don't think Shoshana is going to kill herself. I've been saying that from the beginning.
Yes.
I hope to God it's not Shoshana. And at this point, we kind of see her. She's fine. Like, nothing seems to be going on internally with her.
Right.
I'm excited to see Ray, like, getting out of his comfort zone and being with Abigail. I think that's a lot of fun. In terms of... now I'm, like, trying to remember where I was going with this. I'm excited for the baby shower because I think that's going to be really great. Everyone coming together finally again. Where's Hannah's mom? Because there's so many characters we're not seeing. We haven't been seeing Jesse. We haven't been seeing Hannah's mom. I hope she's doing well. I don't know if she's getting any better, if she found anyone or found any sort of hobbies to make herself happier. Other than that, I feel like am I missing something?
There might be a movie and we might see
yes.
a movie that we didn't yeah. see. So I think the last two episodes are going to focus on the main characters,
mm-hmm.
which is the girls, Adam, Ray.
Right.
And agreed. I think that's where they're going to keep their focus at.
Yeah, I think we're done with seeing parents, at least for now. Yeah. I will say, I don't think there will be any suicide. Now that we don't think it's Shosh, right. or like that Shosh is fine, what I do think will happen is when the meetup happens, we're going to find out where Shosh has been. She's mm-hmm. going to be like, I've been going through all of this and none of you have called me, asked about anything. Like, I am upset. Something like that. I think that Marnie has also something going on that we have no idea about. The reason why she hasn't talked to Hannah. Maybe she did get comfortable living in New Jersey and has a job and is, like, happy and fine there. I think that, Adam is going to... I don't know. Honest, I don't know. Because after hearing what you said, I don't know if this means that they're still going to do it, even though maybe they don't want to, or what he's going to say to Jessa. Like, I guess we'll have to see. Like, I don't have any set-in-stone predictions aside from I think Shosh and Marnie are going to have, like, a lot that we don't know about in her life in New Jersey and Shosh's life mm-hmm. right in New York City that we just haven't heard about. But
also, Jessa's pregnant. Right?
Oh! Well,
Jessa did throw up, so we don't know.
And she had seltzer.
Yeah, she had no alcohol. So that's going to be a big twist. Like, if Jessa's pregnant, is she going to keep her baby?
Maybe she has it in her back pocket so that she can be like, Adam, by the way, and, like, bring it up in a very funny way to see what, like, how he's going to react. If he's going to be like, oh, I'll co-parent.
Because she had an abortion already. So... We
but
don't know.
Is she going to get another abortion? I don't know if she will.
She could.
Maybe she's going to use it as a way to find love and to, I don't know.
I don't see
Jessa doing that.
Me
I don't neither. See her as a manipulative type. I see her as, I mean, exactly who she is. She's chill. She bottles things up.
Right.
I can see her telling him and then being like, well, I'm not going to keep it. If I'm not in this with you, I'm not going to keep it. But not using it against him in a sense.
And it might be a wedding. I'm just saying.
Yeah. But yeah. So wait. Yes. Just quick yes or no. So we all think Jessa's pregnant? I think so.
I think so.
I think it would make things super interesting. So yeah.
Well, I guess we'll have to see next week, you guys. Wow, what a great episode! But I'm so excited. I can't believe there's only two more episodes left. But before we go, let's go around and introduce ourselves one more time.
Yes. Hey guys. Super sad. But my name is Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
And my name is Mina. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mina Makes Magic. And you can also tune in to one of my shows called Crashing, which is also another HBO show, tomorrow on Mondays at 4 p.m.
Very cool. And I am Renee Ariel. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And for all of us here at AfterBuzz, you can follow us on iTunes, on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on all of the social medias at AfterBuzz TV. And we'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Guys, maybe too big.